Unit 1, page 27. Focus on listening, task 4.
Listen to the conversation.
Hi, Tony. How's it going?
Not too bad, Sarah. What about yourself?
All right, but I've got another test tomorrow, so I'm feeling a bit nervous.
It'll be okay. I'm sure you know your stuff.
It's just that I hate exams. I don't think that they're a good indicator of what you know. I mean, you just revise like mad for a few days before the exam, repeat it all on paper or to the interviewer, and then just go home and forget about it.
Yeah, perhaps they can be a bit like memory tests at times. But there aren't really any better alternatives, at least none that I can think of.
What do you mean, no alternative? What about continuous assessment?
What do you mean by continuous assessment?
You know, where you get marks throughout the year for the work that you do, and then you get a final mark at the end, which is like an average of all the marks that you've got. I reckon that paints a more accurate picture, because when you do an exam, it often depends on how you feel that day.
Yeah, but it's easy to cheat, isn't it? I mean, you could get someone else to do work for you or copy it from the internet.
Sure, but I think teachers know when someone's been cheating, you know. They can tell that's in a different style and so on.
I'm not sure. Anyway, it's not going to help you tomorrow. How's your revision been going?
Oh, all right, I suppose. It's just that I sometimes find it hard to actually get down to studying. You know how it is. Maybe there's something on TV or a friend calls.
You need to steer clear of distractions. Go to your room or a library and turn your mobile phone off.
No way! I can't do without my mobile. What if someone wants to call me?
Well, you can see who's called you and you can call them back later.
I don't know.
You need to get plenty of sleep as well. You don't want to wake up exhausted so that you can concentrate when you sit the test.
Absolutely. Also, my mom always makes sure that I eat properly. Brain food, she calls it. Like fish.
Fish? No, I reckon that's just superstition. You're telling me that a bit of tuna before your test is going to boost your mark?
Seriously, it can give you energy and increase your concentration levels. I was reading about it for my biology paper.
It's a question of hard work. You need to sit down and do the work. You should also get hold of some past exam papers and practice doing them. You should also time yourself when you take them so that you can pace yourself in the exam itself.
Timed practice tests? I'm not sure. What if you can't get any past papers?
It's just an idea.
Anyway, I'd better head off. I'm going to try and get some work done.
That's a good idea. Remember to give yourself a rest every hour or so. Give yourself a goal like, I'll do 1 hour and then I'll go and get myself a sandwich and juice. You can't work continuously.
Yeah, sure. I do that anyway. Otherwise, I can't concentrate. Anyway, cheers, Tony, for all the advice. I've really got to be going. I'll see you around, okay?
No problem, Sarah. Good luck.